Why, hello there, everyone. It is the beginning of the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, Adamcast IRL here. Adam Krigler, your host, the one and only host of Adamcast IRL. I wouldn't let anyone just take over my show, and, you know, they might end up taking over and taking the spotlight and ending up having their own show. And no, none of that. None of that's going to happen here. So what we are going to do is have a fun, wonderful time talking about the national anthem. Yes, it is racist now to listen to the national anthem. It doesn't... Oh my gosh, headache. You know what? I don't know how many people know the history of the national anthem. And we're going to talk about that today. So we're going to discuss and find out, what is it about the national anthem that is so racist? What makes it racist? We'll get into it. And why the NBA, Mark Cuban, doesn't want to play it anymore, and that whole shenanigans. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then the CDC said, you should wear two masks. Why stop there? That's what I say. Why stop at two? Let's do three. Let's do four. Come on. Why not? So yeah, we're going to get into that. And that's real. They actually did say that. So yeah, it's interesting. Then we're going to talk about walk away. Democrat to deplorable, if you will. There's a few different ways of putting it, but Jack Murphy definitely had it first with Democrat to deplorable. I actually have his book. I don't tell Tim, but I totally took it from Tim. I'm like, yeah, I'm the deplorable in this house. No, shout out to Jack Murphy, though, if you don't know who he is. I'm going to read a little bit of about Jack Murphy and when I get into that segment. So if you don't know who he is, then you will get a little bit of an insight of who he is. And then we're going to talk about China a little bit, because there's some stuff going on with China that makes me a little nervous. Biden, for one, great segue, right? Right into Biden. Well, I mean, they're basically in cahoots, but he's going back on a couple different things, including the TikTok. Do you know about TikTok, how China basically can access any information they want from TikTok? So it was a national security risk, and Trump made it clear that we're not going to let that happen and force TikTok to sell. Well, Biden put a kibosh on that. Why? Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, other than the obvious that he's just in cahoots with them and whatever, but there's some more stuff that makes me even more nervous. And we'll talk about it when we get to that segment. And then if I have enough time, I'm going to talk about the Artemis Project a little bit. If you don't know what that is, that's America's new mission to bring people back to the moon within the next, well, supposedly it was 3 years. 2024 was the plan. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but if we have enough time, we'll get into it at the end of the show. So first and foremost, if you'd like to donate to me directly, definitely check out my website, adamkrigler.net. You can there's a PayPal, physical mail address. You can send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send you a signed sticker. And that is P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. Also, join my locals. I'm starting to post more videos. They just increased my video upload limit to, I don't know what size it is, but it's certainly more than the average, so I can actually start posting fun videos. I just posted a video of me jamming with Jeremy, Travis, the two guys that were on, I don't know if they were both on the Tim Cast IRL show on Monday night. Cool dudes, though, were jamming. Ian was jamming. He was on the bass. He was playing bass while I was jamming on the guitar, and I played a cover song. So I put that on my locals channel, so you can check that out, adamcastirl.locals.com. And if you haven't checked out my coffee, check out my coffee, because it is straight delicious. Actually, I still have a little bit. Don't mind if I do. Very dangerous drinking coffee with a all-white sweatshirt on. I don't know if you noticed. I love this sweatshirt. This is a Hangover Gang. Their death threats were ghost stories. Gravestones. Anyway, all right, let's get into these segments. Now, this is what started it all. All right, where is it? Here we go. All right. Well, Sixers Tobias Harris praises Mark Cuban for national anthem stance, which Mark Cuban basically came out and said, I am not going to play the national anthem. I guess he's the governor of the Mavericks. I don't know. We'll see. As the country continues to go through an important civil rights movement right now that has continued to be at the forefront since the summer, the national anthem is something that has been debated for a long time. Dallas Mavericks governor Mark Cuban has instructed his team to stop playing the long-honored tradition of playing the anthem before a game. According to the New York Times, the Mavericks have not played the anthem before any of their 13 preseason and regular season home games this season. Cuban told the Times, it was my decision, I made it in November, Cuban said, and he declined to comment further. Okay. What's the adage? Yeah. Go woke, get woke, go broke, right? That's what we're seeing. I mean, I'm not going to read the rest of it. It's just a bunch of fluff. But really, I'm going to coast through the story to get to what the national anthem is. I'm going to get to that at the end. Here, the NBA is going to force Dallas Mavericks to play the national anthem before games after owner Mark Cuban scrapped it because the Star Spangled Banner doesn't represent people from all communities. Yeah, it represents America and American communities, not all communities across the earth, on the earth. Again, we'll get into what the national anthem is in a little bit. But the NBA came out and said, no, you are going to play it. This is a statement that was just released today. NBA Chief Communications Officer Mike Bass issued the following statement today concerning the league's rule on playing the national anthem. With NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back to their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with long-standing league policy. Ooh! Mark Cuban, does that sting or what? Oh, how does that feel, Mark? I'm talking directly to you, Mark, because I obviously you watch my show because it's so good. You know, but man, how does that feel to know that you can't have it your way? Sorry. Sorry, buddy. Nope. I'm sorry. What's that? What does the White House have to say? Oh, well, actually, there's an article from the New York Post. White House says Mavericks national anthem ban recognizes U.S. failings. What? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's dig into that. Wait, recognizes the U.S.'s failings, huh? You mean the Constitution that gave us rights? You mean the same Constitution? Hold on, I'm going to get to this article in a second. The same Constitution that actually they used to free the slaves that was thrown in their face and said, are all men created equal or not? And then, bam, guess what happened? It proved all men are created equal. It doesn't matter what their skin color is. That's amazing. And actually, we'll get into it, because the national anthem was not even about that, all right? I'm going to get back to it. I just want to hear what the Biden administration has to say. They appeared on Tuesday to support the Dallas Mavericks' decision to nix the national anthem at games, telling reporters that national pride includes knowing that Americans haven't lived up to our highest ideals. Who? Which ones? You know... Just that statement alone, that's a loaded statement, and there's plenty of people across this country that don't hold up to American ideals. And if I were to, you know, just look at a few examples, it's not these people that are actually going to these games that are getting hyped on sports or getting up and going to work in the morning. No, it's the people that don't work hard, that aren't accountable for their own actions, that blame others. Who does that sound like? Yeah, the people that are fighting the hardest for this racial equality that they keep trying, they're convinced fully is that is the reason why all this stuff exists. That's the reason we can't play the national anthem. Get out of here. Lived up to our highest ideals. That's the problem, is because they're defending the people that aren't holding up to America's ideals, period. At the White House press conference, spokeswoman Jen Psaki, I don't know how to say it, is the P silent? Jen Tsai, I think it is, was asked what President Biden thought of Mavericks owner Mark Cuban's decision to no longer play the Star Spangled Banner following an athlete-led kneeling protest over systemic racism. Well, I haven't spoken with the president about the decision by Mark Cuban or the Dallas Mavericks, so you haven't heard, so you can't answer the question. Oh, but she then, of course, just says, but I know he's incredibly proud to be an American and has great respect for the anthem and all that represents, especially for our men and women serving in uniform around the world. What does that have to... I'm just going to continue because that's a ridiculous answer. Biden's top spokeswoman then appeared to endorse the decision and said athletes choosing to kneel during the anthem were called out, were calling out the nation's failings. Quote from her, he'd also say that, of course, that part of the pride in our country means recognizing moments where we as a country haven't lived up to our highest ideals, which is often at times when people are speaking to when they take action at sporting events, she went on. It means respecting the rights of people granted to them the Constitution to peacefully protest. Really? That's why he ran for president in the first place. And that's what he's focused on doing every day. So just a fluff answer. Let me just fluff Biden real quick. Let me fluff him. Straight up, that's what she seems. She's Biden's yes man. Man, she is really familiar. Every time I see that woman speaking, I'm like, wow, that she is so familiar. I'm not going to say who she reminds me of, but my goodness, if you know, then you know it is spot on. But why? Why is the national anthem racist? All right, so I've got two articles here. One is from the History Channel, which shows the history of the national anthem and why it came around. All right. But before we get to that, I'm going to bring up the article that I have. It's from The Sun. All right. And it's talking about Francis Key. Now, he's the one who wrote the national anthem. Why is it considered racist? Well, Key was a slaveholder who believed racist things. All right. That straight up, he was a racist. All right. Oh, so he was a racist, huh? Because the person who wrote the song was a racist. Well, what about the song itself? Is it racist? Actually, no, it's not. You look at the history of the words and what happened and why and the era of the Star Spangled Banner. Like, what does it have to do? Like, there was plenty of racist people in the past, in the history of history. Like, okay. And what does it mean, though, you know? Check this out. The Star Spangled Banner. All right. It's the national anthem. Mm-hmm. By the time the song officially became the country's anthem in 1931, it had been one of America's most popular patriotic tunes for more than a century. The anthem's history began the morning of September 14th, 1814, when an attorney, an amateur poet named Francis Scott Key, watched U.S. soldiers who were under bombardment from British naval forces during the War of 1812 raise a large American flag over Fort McHenry in Baltimore, Maryland. That's it. He was inspired. He was inspired by seeing troops defend this nation against the British that in the War of 1812, which many consider the Second Revolutionary War. Because if that went wrong, Britain probably would have taken this whole territory back in early 1812. All right, so let me see. Skip ahead a little bit here. So he wrote the Star Spangled Banner and its initial verse on the backside of a letter while watching the large American flag waving over the fort that morning. Back in Baltimore, he continued working until he had completed four verses, only one of which is commonly known today. After a local printer issued the song, originally called Defense of Fort McHenry, two Baltimore newspapers printed it, and it spread quickly to various cities along the East Coast. By November 1812, Key's composition had appeared in print for the first time under the name The Star Spangled Banner. It was actually a drinking song called the Anacreon? I think maybe that's it. To Anacreon in heaven. And I listened to the song. It is very similar. It's not exactly the same, but it is very similar. All right. Now this goes into his complicated legacy about, you know, him working for Andrew Jackson. Yeah. He was in the cabinet of Andrew Jackson. But I want to see. Here we go. The Star Spangled Banner trailed Yankee Doodle and Hail Columbia in popularity among patriotic 19th century tunes. But during and immediately after the Civil War, Key's song gained a deeper meaning as the American flag became an increasingly powerful symbol of national unity. By the 1890s, the U.S. military had adopted the song for ceremonial purposes, playing it to accompany the raising and lowering of the colors. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed an executive order designating it the national anthem of the United States. In 1931, more than 100 years after it was composed, Congress passed a measure declaring the Star-Spangled Banner as the official national anthem. Now, here's the history of the national anthem at sporting events. It made its sporting debut in September 1918 during that year's first World Series game between the Chicago Cubs, woo, and the Boston Red Sox. I'm a Cubs fan. In addition to the ongoing toll of World War I, a cloud of violence hung over Chicago's Comiskey Park as a bomb had torn apart the Chicago Federal Building just the day before. During the seventh inning stretch, the military band on hand struck up the Star-Spangled Banner, and in a moving spectacle, players and fans alike fell silent and saluted the flag. The practice soon spread across Major League Baseball and into other sports, eventually becoming a widely accepted pregame tradition. While many view the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner before sporting events as an important patriotic ritual, over the years some athletes have chosen to protest enduring racial injustices in American society by turning their backs on the flag, refusing to stand, or taking a knee while the national anthem is performed. And that's the problem. They're turning it into something different. They're changing the definition. This is what we are seeing these far left people doing all the time. They're changing the meaning of stuff. Like, they're taking the national anthem as a point of pride and respect and love and unity, which is, that's where it really skyrocketed after the Civil War, when people were like, we need unity, and everyone got behind the Star-Spangled Banner. It was written from a time of us defeating our enemies at one, you know, and we won, and we kept our freedoms, our ability to govern ourselves. That's amazing. What, show me where it's racist, because the guy who wrote it was a racist. I don't care about him being racist. Like, people were racists in the past. I don't care about the racists because they don't exist anymore. I'm okay, granted, there's racists out there. All right, I'm not denying that. Sure. But is it mainstream? No. They're trying to convince us that it is. They're trying to convince us just because we're white means we're right. And that's not true. Anyone could be wrong. Anyone could be racist. Anyone can be racist. Period. Doesn't matter what skin color is. I'm so sick of having to just say these things. It's just so basic knowledge to me. Anyone can be cool. Anyone can steal from you. Anyone can have your back in a time of need when you need someone the most. Period. That's it. We're all human. Star-Spangled Banner. Well, sorry, Mark Cuban. You're going to have to play it. Ha ha. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. It is rather satisfying to know that he got denied. Is it not? It's pretty satisfying. All right, let's talk about this double masks. You know what double masks mean? Yeah. I'll show you this. Of course, I had to retweet that. So it won't end here. That's what I'll call it now. They're not going to do it. Breaking 911, the CDC has updated its face mask guidelines, now advises double masking, wearing one disposable mask underneath a cloth mask. The second mask should push the edges of your inner mask against your face. Make sure that you can see and breathe easily. Oh my gosh. Ugh, this is really ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Like, what... weren't they saying that masks don't work? They were saying it. The CDC came out and said that. That's it. They were like, the Surgeon General came out and said, there's no reason to wear masks if you're not sick, period. They said that for months. I was very clued in into the news circuit during the, before COVID hit and during COVID, and during COVID, it hasn't ended. We're still in it. Yeah, CDC updates coronavirus mask guidance. Yep, they say it. See, they updated their mask guidance on Wednesday to include data from a recent lab experiment that found placing a cloth mask over a surgical mask, as well as using a properly fitted mask, was effective in stopping coronavirus spread. The update, which was announced by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a White House coronavirus briefing, comes after a lab experiment using simulated respiratory breaths found that placing a cloth mask, blah, 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 add another mask onto the list. I don't need to hear all the mumbo jumbo. I just remember very distinctly, oh, what's that? Yeah, I actually have some of the articles. WHO stands by recommendation to not wear masks if you are not sick or not caring for someone who is sick. This is the end of March, almost April. This is the peak. This was right when it was slamming our country, first and foremost. Nah. No, the World Health Organization, this is from CNN, mind you, the most trusted place in news. Okay, I couldn't say that with a straight face, but it's funny because I love using them as an example of like, see, they said it. They're the ones that people tend to quote. Well, it says here, World Health Organization officials Monday said they still recommend people not wear face masks unless they are sick with COVID-19 or caring for someone who is sick. There is no specific evidence to suggest that wearing masks by the mass population has any potential benefit. In fact, there's some evidence to suggest the opposite in the misuse of wearing masks properly or fitting it properly. Dr. Mike Ryan, executive director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, said at a media briefing in Geneva, Switzerland, this is obviously in March, there is also an issue that we have a massive global shortage, Ryan said about masks and other medical supplies. Right now, the people most at risk from this virus are the frontline health workers who are exposed to the virus every second of every day. The thought of them not having a mask is horrific. Well, is it because you didn't want us wearing a mask, or you knew there was a shortage and you were telling us not to wear a mask, but you knew that we should have been wearing masks? But now you want us to wear two masks because the shortest is... wait a minute. What about Fauci? Didn't Fauci... Yeah, I remember Fauci saying something about that. Oh, yeah, you know, I've got that too. Fact check. Did Dr. Fauci say no masks like Trump is claiming? The claim. And of course, it's a wonderful tweet from real Donald Trump. Do you remember those days when we had tweets and we were able to read his tweets? Well, it said, Dr. Tony Fauci says we don't allow him to do television, and yet I saw him last night on 60 Minutes, and he seems to get more airtime than anyone else since the late, great Bob Hope. All I ask of Tony is that he makes better decisions. He said, no masks, and let China in. Also, bad arm. Love that that classic little... you know, zing right at the end, though. Bad arm. For those who don't know what happened, Fauci threw the first pitch at a baseball game earlier in 2020. And it's funny, there's a camera over here, and you could tell that he's all about optics. Because when you throw, if you want to look where you want the ball to go, I used to play baseball, you have to look at where you want it to go. And if you look somewhere else, there's a chance that will be where the ball is thrown. And he literally throws it directly to this camera that's like off to the left. It's like a dead-on shot over to the camera. And it's like, yeah, you are definitely caring about the optics instead of throwing the first pitch and making the pitch good. Sorry, I'm getting a little sidetracked here. But Fauci did say, I love this, they try to fact-check it. The facts. Fauci first spoke about wearing masks amid the COVID-19 pandemic during the March interview in 60 Minutes. Quote, right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks, Fauci said during that interview. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. He continued, When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a bit better. It might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. So, wait a minute. Do they work or do they not work? Should we wear them or should we not wear them? I'm confused. You know, we got to protect the sick, right? Because the sick are, you know, the most vulnerable. Wait, what's this? World's second oldest person, 116, survives coronavirus? She didn't even realize she had it? What? Yeah, this is a real article. This woman didn't even know she had coronavirus. Turns out she had it and totally beat it at 116. This woman's 116. That's nuts. In Paris, 116-year-old French nun, who's believed to be the world's second oldest person, has survived COVID-19 and is looking forward to celebrating her 117th birthday. Wow. She didn't even know she had it. This is insanity. We don't even have... People don't even know they have it. This is not some crazy pandemic. I'm not saying COVID-19 doesn't exist, okay? I believe it exists. I know personally have family that has had it and has recovered from it, thankfully. And, you know, I'm lucky that they did. Some people out there are not so lucky. But people also die from the flu by the hundreds of thousands every year that we don't talk about. People die by the hundreds of thousands by heart disease every year. Is that considered a pandemic? Well, no, because they're getting heart disease by being terrible at you know, working out and eating healthy. You know, but we don't talk about that. That's something that people have to be held accountable for. When COVID, they get to blame others. It's COVID's fault. I mean, I could go on about that. But what I want to know is, and I've got a great article. You know I had to bring this in. Shout out to Ibi Ripinum, because I saw this and I knew that Ibi Ripinum would be enjoying this. Can farts transmit COVID-19 coronavirus? Here is what is being said. I'm spoiling it for you. Yes, absolutely they can. They definitely can. In fact, this is a very long article that I'm not going to read right now because it's quite a long article that you get the gist of it. The bottom line, I can paraphrase it for you. Ready? Yes. There it is. Done. Yes. Farts spread the coronavirus. So I think we should double underwear. Wear double underwears, double masks, and then, maybe, I don't know, some plugs. Should we get some plugs? Maybe some like cotton shove in there so it'll filter the. Oh my goodness! Look, this is straight up from a doctor. this is a quote. I think that what we should be doing, what we should do in terms of social distancing and being safe, is that policy on the part of the entire Australian population should be that you don't fart close to other people, and that you don't fart with your bare bottom. I meant with your bottom bare. This is a real doctor talking about it. It's like, are people walking around in public bare bottom where they're farting? Should people just wear diapers? You know, what is the end? You know, we've got anal swabs now in China because it's more accurate, because they can, obviously they've got coronavirus in their bungholes. So if there's coronavirus in there, it'll spread through farts. So social distancing, I mean, you got someone 6 feet away from you. If it's a nasty one, it's gonna spread six feet, right? Who are we kidding? Come on. I've been known to have some stinky gas in the past. I'm not hiding it. I'm not, you know, I'm human. All humans fart. Don't deny it. I don't care who you are. You've farted before. Period. All right? No. Don't give me that. You have farted. All right? And if you farted in this past year without a butt mask, shame on you. For shame. Wear your mask, people. On both ends.
That's good.
I saw a mask actually of a guy who had a picture. He took a picture of this. You know, you can get your face and get your actual face on the cover of a mask. Well, he had his picture on the mask was of a mask pulled down under his mouth like this, like a medical mask. And then up here was his face. And people were like, hey, put your mask over your nose. And then he pulls down the mask and he's like, I've got my mask on. And then he put his mask up. But it's actually the image is him having his mask down. Glorious troll. I was, man, shout out to my Discord because that was in my Discord. That was hilarious. And lots of fun. Chat is so funny. I can't say that, chat. But that's so good. They said a behind muffler in a more colorful language. Oh, I love it. I love it. So anyway, I had to talk about that because that is so funny. And my goodness, you know, because it's ridiculous. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about Democrats leaving being Democrats. All right, I just stumbled upon this story today and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about this movement of change. All right. And this is an opinion piece. Brian Dean Wright. I am a Democrat, but it's time to leave the party. As Democrats whip up a political circus in Washington, D.C. with the second impeachment of former President Donald Trump, they're focusing the nation's attention on the rhetoric that they alleged incited violence on the Capitol in January 6th. I'm so sick of that, by the way. Yet for those of us paying attention, we see through the absurdity. Oh, man, what a breath of fresh air to hear a Democrat say that. It is the left that is overwhelmingly responsible for the political violence and destruction that is hammering our great nation. For years, Democrats like me have watched with increasing alarm as our own political leaders and activists, from Speaker Nancy Pelosi to media outlets like MSNBC, have used an endless stream of hateful, violent, and ultimately un-American rhetoric that has resulted in billions of dollars of economic damage and given birth to a violent national movement. Bravo. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, how isn't that so relieving to hear that there are Democrats that are seeing through it, that are like, what are they doing? Why? They're the ones causing this hate. They're the ones separating everyone. Segregation by your race. That's the left. That's not the right. They keep saying the right is racist and all this stuff, but the right is like, we just want to work. We want jobs for everybody. Everybody. We just want to go to work and we want everyone to have good lives. One on the left is like, whoa, systemic racism. We need to create a system to keep us segregated. Wait, I'm sorry. How does that work again? Yeah, it's your fault, Democrats. Okay, obviously not all of them, because we have this Brian Wright, who's actually a former CIA officer here, saying, look, I was a Democrat and I'm seeing through their lies. That is amazing. So to hear that, it's incredible. And it sounds familiar. And it reminds me of, first and foremost, Democrat to Deplorable. Now, this is by Jack Murphy. You don't know who Jack Murphy. He actually wrote the book, Democrat to Deplorable. And I'm just going to read this story because it's actually, it's very fitting. And you see a lot of this happening. And that's what Mr. Wright was just talking about. But Jack has a great, this, just read it. It's great. 2016 was the year I went from Democrat to Deplorable. I was once a proud Obama voter in 2008. And today I happily throw my support behind Donald Trump. The world has changed, and I need to find a new political home. Over the last 8 years, Democrats lurched left, leaving my moderate views now solidly on the right. Things which were once reasonable compromises were now seen as extreme right-wing views. The Democrats and their leaders spun wildly left, and I found myself alone in the political wilderness. I could no longer support the Democrats in general, and when Hillary Clinton was nominated, there was no hesitation. The Democrats were out. But if not Democrat, then what? I once thought myself a potential libertarian. Give me social freedom and limited government, please. The phrase, gays, guns, and drugs, was how I always summed it up. I don't care who you marry. I don't care how many drugs guns you have or how much weed you want to smoke. As long as it doesn't raise my taxes or increase the national debt, I'm fine with it. But we know libertarian thinking is in the U.S. never got anywhere because they failed to understand some basics around civic services. Libertarianism is useful for theory, but terrible in practice. It's good to think about, but not effective for a large country like ours. So there I was. The Democrats had abandoned me with their identity politics, victim culture, and corruption. The Republicans were foreign to me, and let's be honest, libertarianism was a fantasy. And along came Trump. Donald Trump, the Democrat in a Republican's clothing who supports gay rights, social freedoms, and the right to do business unobstructed by the government. Trump, who is unabashedly masculine, unafraid to violate the fascism of political correctness, and willing to take on the issue of 21st century. Donald Trump. Trump is ready to take on the real issues of the moment, while the Democrats and the Republicans are both stuck fighting the wars of the old days, unaware the world has changed. The once feared race to the bottom of globalization has actually happened, and the leftists, who ironically feared it in the 90s, were now oblivious to their predictions had come true. And the right, who implemented it, now defends it to the death, both sides fighting to maintain a system which has clearly changed the face of America in many ways, in a way many Americans didn't like. So what do Americans want? Most red Americans want something simple. Those outside of the blue urban enclaves want to put America first. They want to be able to speak truth about reality. They want to be left alone. They want a chance to succeed, and they want to keep their jobs and money. These are simple concepts, but all too rare among today's political establishment. The novelty of these statements is what opened the door for Trump on his way to the White House. The Obama administration and the Democrats created a new environment in which normal beliefs are heretical. A man and a woman are different, you say? We all have different aptitudes? We should spend our money on Americans instead of aliens? We should lift ourselves up before we lift others? You're Nazis now, says the left. Racists, bigots, terrible, vile people. So no wonder being conservative is the new rebellion. Jack Murphy. Jack Murphy, man, I've met him many times. He's now a regular on the Timcast IRL show. You know what, Jack, if you end up watching this and you would like to join me on my show, please come on out. I know you're not that far, as you are frequently out here at this location. Come join me on my show and let's talk about this, because you're the type of person that we need more of in this country. Please run for office. I think you would be an incredible politician. Seriously, don't. I think you should do it. All right, but definitely check out jackmurphylive.com if you want to hear more from Jack Murphy. He's great. This is just the tip of the iceberg as far as different things that he brings to the table. Check it out. All right, and then I want to talk about, the Walk Away campaign. You know, it's basically the new Democrat to deplorable. You know, it's a quicker, easier way to say it. Walk away from the Democrats. That's really what it is. Of course, we got Brandon in the background. The Walkaway campaign is a true grassroots movement founded by former liberal Brandon Strzok on May 26, 2018. The Walkaway campaign encourages and supports those on the left to walk away from the divisive tenets endorsed and mandated by the Democratic Party of today. We are walking away from the lies, the false narratives, the fake news, the race baiting, the victim narrative, the violence, the vandalism, the vitriol. We are walking away from the party driven by hate. We are walking towards patriotism and a new unified America. We are the future of this great nation. They weren't even rooting for any candidate at all. I went to a walkaway rally, and every single time, we do not endorse any candidates. We're not here to endorse anyone. And then, of course, some legal mumbo-jumbo. But everyone speaking, sure, there was Trump supporters that would show up. But that was it. They were talking about the Democratic Party and what was wrong with the Democratic Party. And that's really what it was all about. And yeah, I see a lot of people asking Brandon. I don't know if he's still in jail, but there is he was arrested for allegedly inciting violence on the 6th, which is total BS. I know Brandon. He's so nice. He's one of the nicest people I've met in my life. He will do anything for you if you ask him. And, you know, there's no way that he would have incited any violence. It was someone said the claims to have heard him say, like, storm the Capitol or go, 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 or some silly thing like that, which I complete is utter nonsense. I just don't believe it. But there is a legal fund they're doing fairly well. This is the Brandon Strock Legal Defense Fund. Is it not going to load? Interesting. It's not going to load. Well, it's allfundit.com/fund/Brandon Strock. That's it. So if you just type in Brandon Strock Legal Defense Fund, I'm sure it'll pop up. They're doing fairly well for themselves. I don't know why it's not popping up. Is this website popping up? Why wouldn't this one pop up then? Oh, there we go. Okay, so here's his legal defense fund. They're doing really well. Almost 70,000 raised out of 300,000. You know, but it's crazy because I posted that on Twitter and I said, you know, he did nothing wrong. This is ridiculous that he got arrested. And someone said that this is an actual response. They said, what? Some white guy? No way. I am just going to donate to Black Lives Matter. And I was like, what? Why would you even bring race into this? You know what? Blocked for being racist. Straight up, that was my response. All right, let's. So that's that. Walking away, seriously, it's just refreshing to hear a Democrat say these Democrats are kind of crazy. They're a little crazy. Yeah, Brandon did nothing wrong. All right, let's talk about TikTok. TikTok. Well, I mean, it's a Chinese company. The CCP can basically say to any Chinese company, your information, we need access, give it to us. You know, and they do. What choice do they have? If you want to keep your business in China, you got to, what are you going to do? No. No, Xi Jinping. It's my business. Get out of here. You think he would accept that? No, I don't think so. But the TikTok deal with Oracle and Walmart reportedly put on hold under Biden. For those who don't know, President Trump last year basically said, TikTok, you have to sell to an American company so that it's owned by an American company, period. If you want to work in America, if you want that app to be around in America, then it has to be American-owned because secrets, national security. I mean, if you were in the military or if you were in government, you weren't allowed to have it on your phone, on your government-issued phone. Wait, what? Why? Oh, because of national secrets. Oh, interesting. So why would Biden put it on hold? What is going on with Biden? TikTok's planned sale to American investors is unlikely to close anytime soon as the Biden administration weighs whether to push the deal forward. A group of investors led by Oracle and Walmart announced plans to buy TikTok U.S. operations last year after then-President Donald Trump ordered the video sharing app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell them. But President Biden's administration has put the plans on hold while it reviews its own approach to the cybersecurity risks posed by Chinese-owned apps, the Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday. TikTok has reportedly continued discussions with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., which formally ordered the sale last year, about how to address the Fed's concerns about the Chinese government's accessing American users' data. Get this a little bit bigger. There we go. But any deal that gets made would likely look different from the one announced last September, partly because TikTok is no longer facing the immediate threat of being banned in the U.S., according to the journal. It's also possible that TikTok could work with a trusted third party to manage its data, which wouldn't require the app to be sold outright, the paper reported. The White House, TikTok, and Oracle did not immediately respond to requests for comment Wednesday morning, but a spokeswoman for the White House National Security Council told the Journal that officials are working on a comprehensive approach to securing U.S. data that address the full range of threats we face. This includes the risk posed by Chinese apps and other software that operates in the U.S., the spokeswoman Emily Horn told the paper. In the coming months, we expect to review specific cases in light of comprehensive understanding of the risks we face. The TikTok deal has been in limbo for months as federal courts blocked the Trump administration from enforcing orders that would have effectively shut down the popular app. The proposal announced last fall would have created a new entity called TikTok Global to run the app's U.S. operations. Americans would have owned a majority of TikTok Global, including 20% held by Oracle and Walmart and some 33% owned by ByteDance, existing U.S. investors, as the Post previously reported. So, like, why would Biden do that? You know, I know from previous episodes and research, I knew that he basically put a pin in everything Trump had done in the past 6 months, 7 months, to review whether or not it was worth keeping or if it was good for the nation, like the insulin prices that Trump said, you are not, hey, big pharma, you're not allowed to sell insulin to American citizens for 800% profit margin. 800%. That's insanity. But Biden put a kibosh on that. Like, actually, I don't know. We're gonna have to see if that's actually kosher for the American people. And by American people, he means the big pharma. That is the ones that we're gonna be making killer money on people's lives here in America. People that need insulin. People that need the epinephrine pens. Yeah, those people exist. They need an 800% markup is ridiculous. Well, that's just one of the things that he put a pin in, said, well, we don't know if this is actually good for the country or not. And, you know, this TikTok thing, it's like, man, TikTok, it's become a craze. It's become an addiction. And I think that's the problem that people aren't facing. You know, these young kids that are on TikTok that are getting obsessed with, you know, how many likes and views they get and how many followers they have. And it's becoming a problem. You know, it is addicting. If you watch the Social Dilemma, I think that's what it's called. It's a documentary right now on Facebook or on Netflix. I think it's The Social Dilemma, and it talks about a bunch of people that basically worked in the social media world, and they have come out saying, we started with good intentions. And we realize this is a very dangerous game that is being played. This is for everyone who's asking for me to spin the UFO in chat right now. Anyway, yeah, that's a problem. We're addicted. So China's got facial recognition software pretty much in every facet of everywhere. They were selling their facial recognition software to Europe, all across the globe, honestly. You know, in TikTok, what is TikTok? It's a video sharing app that shares your data to whoever. Most importantly, China. They have access to your face. Now, I say that the title of the show, it says China's ready. What is China ready for? War. I'm not joking. Look at this. China has first strike capability to melt the U.S. power grid with electromagnetic pulse weapons. Yeah. This is from June. Last year. We've known this for quite some time. Maybe that's why Mike Pompeo was so dead set on telling everyone, China, we have to be worried about them. He said China is the true enemy. The true enemy within. This is an article talking about how they are a threat. But this is what I want to focus on. They have the capability. I mean, I'm then going back to the Biden giving them access to our power grid. They don't even need to EMP us when they have access. And then what happened? What happened 2 days after that happened? Right. The power went out in D.C. The White House lost power. What? The Washington Monument. The power went out. What? What's going on here? What's happening? We still don't have answers. This is crazy, though. Last week, the EMP Task Force in National and Homeland Security issued a scary report on China's ability to conduct an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. The key takeaway, according to Dr. Peter Pry, executive director of the task force, is that China now has super EMP weapons, knows how to protect itself from an EMP attack, and has developed protocols to conduct a first strike attack, even as they deny they would never, ever do so. According to the Center of the Strategic International Studies, China has the most active ballistic missile development program in the world. So this is doubly troubling. China used stolen U.S. technology to develop at least three types of high-tech weapons to attack the electric grid and key technologies that could cause a surprise Pearl Harbor attack that could produce a deadly blackout in the entire country. Dr. Pry outlines how China has built a network of satellites, high-speed missiles, super electromagnetic pulse weapons that could melt our electric grid, fry critical communications, and even take out the ability of our aircraft carrier groups to respond. You know, I've been talking about China a lot on my show, on Tim's show when I was there. It was part of the reason that I voted for Trump, because he was talking about it also. He was talking about things that I already did research on myself. I would hear him bring it up and be like, all right, nice. Like, I knew about that. Yeah, that makes sense. We need to be aware of that. Mike Pompeo, his Secretary of State, was like, hey, we got to be worried about China. They had the spy ring going out of Houston, Texas, in the Chinese consulate that they had to shut down and were burning papers. Did mainstream media talk about that? No. Was it blasted out? Like, yo, China, like, what's going on? After the whole, you know, coronavirus pandemic that, gosh, China's trying to pit on Italy now. They're like, look, it's Italy. Italy had the worst. What? No, Italy. What? Why are you? What? No, it's been proven that it was man-made. All right. I don't have the article up. I couldn't find it in time, but I did report on it in like a month ago. About how they've proven that it's man-made, all right? It's not from an animal. And now they're still trying to claim that it was from an animal. They're still trying to convince the world, but then, of course, they're also talking that it's Italy's fault, which is just ridiculous. I don't know, man, but when I read this, and I'm like, why is Biden cozying up with China? If they have this kind of a capability, if they don't have to use it, they won't. If they have all these people that are poised and positioned in our country in places of power, they wouldn't even need to do that. They wouldn't have to do that. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing people that he's appointing that have ties to the CCP. It's ridiculous. So I'm getting kind of fed up with it, to be honest. I'm fed up with this whole China thing, man. Look, they're definitely trying to take over. They make 80% of our imports. Last I checked, it was 80%. I don't know if it's changed lately because of the tariffs. There's less and less things. People are trying to get a PS, like PS5. I mean, actually, I think that's made in Japan. I'm not sure exactly where. I'm fairly certain the PS5 is made in Japan. But graphics cards, for example, the 30 series, people want to get them, but they can't find them. They're nearly impossible to find. You know, now that's just one product. You know, spread it across all electronics. Guess where most electronics are made? Not in America, where we regulate and have regulations on how things are allowed to be made here so that it doesn't have a crazy impact on the environment. Well, guess who doesn't have all of that? Over on the other side of the pond, they don't have environmental protections. They're not in the Paris Accords. So what, you want to complain about the government? You want to complain about climate change, Greta? You need to go to the source, China, okay? I don't hear China coming out of her mouth. She's trying to attack India. What? Why India? Why? What? What's that? You know, that whole thing where she got caught. And that's a whole nother subject, but I don't hear them complaining about China. I don't hear them complaining about it. They're the ones that are building everything, churning out. And what's funny is they're making so much advancements, they'll probably be green before we even get green. Sad to say. They built a high-speed rail in 10 years. They started in 2008 and ended in 2018. You know what? Let me pull this up because this is kind of ridiculous. The fact that we can't even agree on a solid system to build a speed rail. Look at this. 2008 to 2018, they've built the world's largest high-speed rail network. In the same amount of time, California high-speed rail never got past the environmental reviews. You're paying for the largest federal budget on Earth that provides you subpar infrastructure services. Yeah. I think China's trying to convince its citizens that communism works. We should all be communists because then the government will just do whatever they want without having your say in it. Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea if you ask me. Sounds terrible. Yeah, I see a lot of people are like, PS5s are made in China. I don't know if that's true. Where are PS5s made? Let's do this. I'm doing it right now. Live research. Let me see. Where is your PS5 made? This is Reddit. Let's see. All right, let's see what Reddit has to say. Serial numbers. According to this article, they're all made in Japan. All right, top. First one, let's see. Let's click on that, see where this is. What is this? TechDeeps.com. Sony has a secret weapon about PS5 production plant where the protagonists are not games or even humans, but a series of intellectual robots currently complete the assembly of the PS4 in just 30 seconds. Well, they actually just stopped making the PS4 and many different... They had like four different versions of the PS4 that they were still making. For some reason, even after the PS5 came out, they were still making PS4s. It's like, why? Stop. Shift it all to PS5s. Move to the next generation. That's part of the problem why there's so little stock right now. This is what I remember researching before. I did look this up in the past, and I was fairly certain that they were all made in Japan. So that's cool. I appreciate that. All right, let's get into some super chats, everybody. Adam Search says, I'm so white, I'm racist. That's just terrible. That's terrible. It is a white shirt, but who cares? It's the same color on the inside. White. Simping for Joe Biden says, people think double masks is proof the public will believe anything when it comes to the virus that shall not be named. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Aerodynamic. Can you ask Carlin tomorrow why she gatekeeps people like Fuentes for his anti-LGBT views, yet gives a pass for Bryson Gray and his views? Yeah, that's a good question, actually. I'll ask her next time I have her on. Mark G says, all Marks watch Adamcast. All 2,000 viewers are Marks. All of you are Marks. Well, thank you. Listen, if your name is Mark, if your name isn't Mark, do me a favor, smash the like button. All right, I wanna see an uptick in likes. Smash it. If your name is Mark, smash the like button. If your name isn't Mark, smash the like button. It's as simple as that. That's all you gotta do is just smash that like button, no matter what your name is. But if your name is Mark, make sure to absolutely smash the like button. And also subscribe, because I'm awesome, you know? No, just kidding. But do subscribe. And share, actually. Sharing these videos definitely does help me out, sharing my live shows. I see the likes went down and then up. So I feel like people have been maybe unsmashing. But if you have unsmashed, make sure you re-smash before you finish. Thank you all for smashing. I see that the likes just popping up. You guys are fantastic. I'm not your buddy guy. Do you think there will be a balkanization of the United States? The divided states of America. You know, I jokingly have said that for years because it doesn't feel like we're united anymore, and it doesn't feel like people even realize that we're states, United States. That in the title of what our country is saying, we are different states. the United States of America. You know, not just America, you know, or, you know, it's like, it's saying right there, right in the title, we're different states. And yet, for some reason, we've been convinced that the federal government is the end-all, be-all government, where states have their own rights, they have their own constitutions. Governors are essentially the presidents of their state. You know, I've learned so much about the political world. I think that is part of the issue, is that most people don't understand politics. They don't understand how important it is to understand who your representatives are, to even have a part of a conversation, and voting. I mean, all this stuff is super important. Like, we need to normalize being political and normalize knowing other people are not going to have the same political views as you and letting that be okay. It's craziness. But do I think there's going to be a balkanization? No, I don't think so. Only if Texas really secedes. If Texas actually secedes and they go through with it, which there is talk that they're going to try, if that happens, that will be the first domino flicked over. And then I think so. But as of right now, no, I don't. I don't think so. Mark G says, space technology is racist because von Braun was a Nazi. That's what they'll teach everybody. So space is now racist, by the way. All space is racist. Aerodynamic says, I mean, why she's willing to have Bryson be in the right-wing populist movement, but Fuentes shouldn't, despite the Bible informing both their views. I you know, it is interesting how, because Bryson is very public about his views, and some views are more fiery than others in the climate that we're living in right now. And maybe because, as sad as this is for me to say, race is, it might be the reason. And I hate that that's the truth right now. Can't stand it. Hydra says, unlike black people, white people do not stand for their own race. They have become fearful of being labeled as racist. Yeah, it's like, you know, this is what I said the other day. It's like, when does it end? You know, when does equality truly happen? Because, you know, Black History Month was brought around to raise awareness to what they've been through. And it's like, I've learned a lot about what they've went through and seen the stories. I mean, watch the movie Uncle Tom. You see, like, an incredible story of a lot of, things that the black community has gone through in this country. And it's amazing how far they've come. And sad, actually, to what's happening right now. So, but again, it's like, you know, white people aren't allowed to say they're proud to be white. And that's, I mean, I would never think to even say that. Like, I'm not proud to be white. I don't think about being white. I just think about being a human being. I'm proud to be me. I love who I am. I've had a lot of terrible things that I've been through in my life that helped me become who I am right now. And I love who I am. But race is not my identity. I don't use that. That's not my, you know, I consider myself a skateboarder, a musician, now a YouTuber, and what else? I mean, I'm a teacher. I like teaching things that I do, and those are my characteristics. Those are the things that I identify as. My race doesn't enter into that at all. And when asked, it's like, I'm human. I'm a human race. Like, that's it. It's ridiculous that, you know, that it's such a prevalent conversation. They just won't let it go away. It's ridiculous. Let's see, Mark G says, things that are not racist, removing the Indian from Land O'Lakes, taking representation away from blacks, Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth. Yeah, what's up with that, right? So, I don't understand. They've been normalized being on products, being a spokesperson for a product. You would think that that's normal, you know? Think about what happened with Cyberpunk, okay? In Cyberpunk, the trans community was all upset because they were being represented, and there was an ad. There was many ads sexualizing men and women, and there was an ad sexualizing a trans person. And it's like, you've been normalized. It's normal in this world to be whatever you want, and you have been normal. It's normal now. So isn't that what you want? You want to be normal? No, they don't want to be normal. They want to be victims. They want to be different. They want to use that to have power over others. And that proved it to me. And it's like, that's what it all boils down to. They're making what is not changeable their entire identity. And that is not what you should make your identity. That's, you know, sure, a part of you. That's okay. But at some point, you have to recognize it's what you do with your life that defines you. It's what you use your powers for, your time on this planet to either help others or do a YouTube show or become a professional skateboarder or be a musician or anything that anyone can do. Those are the things that should define you, not the color of your skin. And they won't let that go. They need that. It's ridiculous. I don't even know where I am right now. You guys are killing it with the super chats. Hydro says, the Southern Poverty Law Center destroyed the KKK, and they had nobody else to sue and get money from, so they figured, why not label all of America? Yeah, maybe. Dan Nordoff says, cheers to you, good sir. Love your show. You're a good soul with a kind heart. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. That means a lot. Mark G says, in order to prevent the spread, you must wear a scuba mask and respirator. Just carry that around. That would be great, wouldn't it? Mark G says, in order to prevent the spread. Oh, I just read that one. Darth Call. Hey, Darth Call. What's up? What up, brother? Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Darth Call. Darth has a Twitch channel and joins and comes and watches me Twitch. I've been playing the game Valheim with Ian Crossland, my boy the Fernk, who joined me on my show last Friday. And also the Tick, who's going to be joining me tonight. He just got Valheim too. So the gang's getting back together. I'm really excited about it. So tune in tonight on my Twitch channel. Really easy to find me. Twitch TV, Adam Krigler. Simple. That's just my name. So shout out to Darth. Thank you for hanging out, buddy. Mark Robichaud says, 116-year-old is a vampire, so of course she's fine. I know. But isn't it amazing that she survived having COVID and didn't even know she had it? 116. She was like peak person who would have been rocked by this virus. Nope. She's good. French nun, man. Wow. It's crazy. Mark again says, oh, I guess baked beans are banned. Baked beans. Yeah, maybe. Jerry Vision says, Union 1812 by A.J. Langworth is a solid war. Is a solid war of 1812 book, underrated and understudied chapter of American history. You know, I didn't really know much about it myself, but I have a historian friend of mine who's super knowledgeable about a lot of things in the past. And pretty much if I have any, I'm like, hey, what's up with this? He drops some knowledge on me. Mark says, I have a habit of dropping my pants and then farting. Silent but deadly. Oh, Mark. You're glorious. Mark G says, you now must wear two masks and an arse plug. Yeah. that was a funny article. Empow says, hey, Adam, a while back I mentioned fecal aerosol transmission and bathroom exposure. Remember, close the lid, flush, and use disinfectant spray and soap. Yes, Empow, I do remember you actually mentioning that. And it's funny that I would, of course, had a subject today that was talking about it. Hilarious. Mr. Paul R., next time you know AV full body prophylactic. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Next time. Jason Dixon says, I wear a butt cover because China virus and all. Nice. Ivy Rippenham says, now this is my kind of episode. Shout out. I knew you'd like it, Ivy Rippenham. I knew you'd like it. John L. says, I just delivered a lecture on the AM Rev and logged on for a discussion about farts. This is the entertainment I live for. God bless America. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Dr. Fox, I bet next time they're going to say not to poop in a public bathroom because it will spread the COVID. Yeah, maybe, right? Jason Dixon says, tell Eliza to get in line. I am the gatekeeper. What are you even talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Mark Robershaw says, which political party fought to keep slaves? Democrats. Which party was Abraham Lincoln a part of? Republicans. Biden didn't sell out. He was sold from the start. Yeah, exactly. Georgie says, hello, Adam. GOP abandoned Trump, in my honest opinion, but he leads the party and is a kingmaker. How do you think things will proceed? The rhinos do not like him, and they backstab him all the time. Should he make a new party? No, I don't think he should. I think people need to take back the GOP. I think it's going to be significantly easier and a smoother path forward instead of creating a third party and potentially not gaining anything for many years and losing more and more control over our government, which is bonkers that we're even in this place. So get the, you know, vote the rhinos out and regain control. That's what I think we should do. Fredly Neighborhood Sawyer says, one day I'm going to meet you in the lobby of a Trump capsule aboard the Von Braun space station, and I'm going to drink you under the table. You're on, buddy. You're on. Vapor Trail says, what's up, man? I know it's old news, but I used to watch you guys every night. I only watch Tim when they have a good guest now. They need you back on that show badly. You were the special sauce. Thank you, Vapor Trails. That means a lot to me. I do really appreciate that. I don't watch that show. I never did. I was just on it, and now I am not. I do feel it is a shame because Tim and I had really good discussions, and I loved him trying to tell me I was wrong and me denying him, and I was just getting really good at it too. And yeah, it's a shame. It is a shame. Blackwell Disco says, my wife is in love with TikTok, and it is the most toxic group of people just screaming at each other. But it's a good way to promote original music. Yeah, you know, I guess. J. Rico, hey, Adam, off topic, but what are your thoughts on Texit? Spin the unidentified flying object. I will do exactly that. And I actually kind of mentioned Texit earlier. That is the unofficial name of Texas. Potentially seceding from, you know, the union. I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, it's, I don't know, who knows? You know, it's, crazier things have happened, right? It's 2021, you know, like, what can we do about it, right? So, Mark G says, so long, Taiwan, no one will save you from China. Oh, that's so sad. Mark says, so long, America, Biden sold you out. Again, he says, is America going, if America goes, so does all her allies. Sad, yep. Reinforce India and push into China from both sides. Well, so you're saying start a war with China? You know, I don't want to go to war with anyone. I don't want war. I don't know if it's too late. I just spilled a little bit of water on my face. It's all right. George Wood says, noticed you're using Brave browser. Take a look at Dissenter made by Gab. It allows people to comment on anything, even sites without public comments. Yeah, I don't know. I do like Brave a lot. I've been enjoying Brave. It's rather good. Iton, thank you for that super chat. Mark says, using fiber optics can help protect against EMP. Okay, good. Good to know it. But what you're saying is we need good infrastructure and for the government to worry about our infrastructure instead of everybody else's. Don't get me started there. Let's see. Mr. Laxative says, hey, Adam, what do you think of Marvel's acquisition of the Alien franchise? Think there will be crossovers? I actually don't know about that. So Marvel acquired Aliens, huh? You think there will be crossovers? I hope not. I hope not. And I think I would just hope that they just give everything to Jon Favreau to do everything, because I just don't want them to ruin anything. I mean, Marvel does have some good stuff, but they also have some iffy stuff. Mark says, America needs to secure space ASAP. Yeah, they do. We're working on it. I didn't get to this, but I'll probably talk about this maybe tomorrow. Or Friday, but the Artemis project and the moon station that they're going to build. Let's see. Hydro says, I think there's a video of Biden saying he will drop America GDP by 22%, and it will drop us to $16 trillion compared to China's growing GDP. Hydro, look, I want, if you find that, send it to me, adamcastirl@gmail.com. I want to see that video if you find that. Daniel Corsica, at my wastewater treatment plant, we couldn't get a piece of equipment's replacement parts for 3 months because they came from China. Oof, that sucks, man. That sucks. Oh, I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Where was I? There we go. Mark G says, can we get Krigler Coffee branded Faraday cages? Cool. It's a little obnoxious, but I'll tell you an update for my Krigler Coffee, though. We just got mugs. We don't have them yet, but we've put the order in. We're going to be getting really dope coffee mugs with the Krigler Coffee logo. We also have stickers coming of the Krigler Coffee logo. Very excited about that. It's right there. Right there. That's the logo right there. Anyway, that's a bag of my favorite Catalyst coffee. Check it out if you haven't checked it out. Roddy says, their high-speed rail was also totally stolen from Japan because outside of some fields, China lacks their own creativity. And they still got it done. That was really the point I was getting across. Mark says, Krigler Coffee branded consoles? Maybe. Maybe I'll put a Krigler Coffee sticker right there on my PS5. No, I won't. It's sacrilege. It's too beautiful. It's black and white. Mark Robichaud, smash. If you haven't smashed, now is a good time. Byron Banks, what's good, buddy? China is in the Paris Accords, but are given a pass to give them huge production advantage. The Accords are basically a worldwide induced tariff on us. See, that makes sense, too. Then just like, oh, yeah, they're in, but, you know, they make everything. So they need to have, an extra little bit. Jason, I see that. I'm going to roll the die for you, buddy. I'm rolling it for Jason. All right, it has been rolled. You guys know what to do. Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, Mark Zuckerberg is a fake Mark, a buster. Ah, okay. Why? What? Mark Zuckerberg is a Mark trader from Mark G. Mark Robichaud says, the only race that matters, the Mark race. You guys. Oh, that's why Mark Zuckerberg is a Mark trader. I get it now. Okay, I get it. Let's see. Mags says, I'm not a slave to my race. I prefer individualism. Yeah, to each their own, man. All of us are so completely different. And, yep, wow. Switchblade, it is 12. The third guess was 12. Good job, Switchblade. Congratulations. You win the game. You win absolutely nothing. Congratulations. All right. Hydro says, for someone who has a full head of hair and a good skater, model, and now a good YouTuber, we say, or saying we need equality is funny. I mean, I still work very hard to be a good skater. Okay, the modeling thing is, it's a shallow industry that I am so grateful I'm not a part of because I didn't get fulfilled. I didn't feel a sense of purpose in life where, you know, I wasn't selling products that I believed in. Now I'm selling really good coffee that from, you know, fair trade, and it's for me. I'm running my own business. I'm doing my own research, talking about stuff that I think is important. I feel a sense of purpose in my life, and I work very hard at that, you know? So everyone, yeah, you got to work hard, you know, even in being a skater. It's like I spilt blood into concrete many a times to become a good skater. You know, it's like, sure, equality of outcome is the important part. You know, we can't expect everyone going to have the same outcome if you're not putting the same work into it, period. They don't want to have that conversation, though. White Lasagna says, it's Matt, not Mark, has high school flashbacks. Right on, White Lasagna. Right on, right on. All right. Let's see. Michael Buck says, are you not proud when Western civilization that was built by white man, built by our ancestors, are you not proud to descend from them? I don't know them. Like, am I proud of the society that we live in? Sure. Am I grateful for the electricity, the roof over my head, the where we've come? Sure. But to say that it's a specific color, you know, it's like, no, it's not a specific color. You know, there was people of all different colors throughout history making different things. And it's like, I am proud of the human race that has, you know, lifted more people out of poverty in the past 15 years than ever before in the history of humans. You know, but there's also more slaves today than in the history of humans. And that's a fact. So, like, I'm not proud of certain things, but I'm proud to be me. That's the most important part. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of what I've done, my own personal journey in this life. I don't know anything about my ancestors, you know? Silly, man. Justin says, the circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant. It is what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are. Thank you. That is from Mewtwo and from Pokemon, the first movie. And very perfect to exactly what I was just talking about. Circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant. It's what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are. I had to say it again because that is so true. You have to work for what you want. That's it. You got to work to what you want. Kyle says, watched you for a bit on Twitch last night. Is that a PC-only game? I guess I could Google it, but I wanted a reason to super chat you. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate that. I don't know the answer. I have it on PC, and that is... I can find it out right now. Let me see. Valheim Platforms. Let us find out right now. It seems like it's on Twitch... it's not on PS4 or Xbox. And there's a question, one of the top ones was, is it coming to these consoles soon? That was actually written today. All right, so unfortunately it's not, but it is a fun game. I am enjoying it. Mark Robinshaw says, we need more Marks super chatting. Mark G says, we need better Mark differentiation in super chats. Well, Mark G and Mark Robinshaw. So yeah, it is funny though. Mark G is easy to say. Mark Robershaw. I do tend to say your full name, though, actually, when you super chat. Although, when you super chat a lot in a row, Mark Robershaw, I tend to just say continued, continued, continued until the end. Lionheart says, CC, here we go. Just received my second bag of Krigler Coffee Gamers Blend. 5 pounds. Got the small bag first. Loved it, so I got the big boy bag. I'll be streaming Final Fantasy VIII on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook after your stream is over. Would be awesome if you could check me out. All right, Lionheart, that's awesome. Is that the... be careful, though. I heard that if you stream to Twitch and YouTube at the same time, Twitch might get mad and take you down. Just a side note, I learned that from Ian because Ian was doing the same thing through his Streamlabs. I don't want you to get in trouble, Lionheart, but that's pretty cool. And is that on your... I'm gonna check you out. I actually really, really love Final Fantasy everything. But Final Fantasy VIII was great. Good game. Chrissy says, multiple platforms at once. Multiple problems, one solution. Krigler Coffee. I love that, Chrissy. Thank you for that. That's wonderful. I'm actually going to take a little screenshot of that because that's fun. I like that. You know what? I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start screenshotting all of you guys' Krigler Coffee's super chats, and just I'm gonna start posting them and maybe put them on my website. I don't know, just like live testimonials from different I'm also taking a picture of this Lionheart one with the Gamers Blend. Careful, Lionheart, the Gamers Blend is a strong blend. Well, you've clearly tried it. You said you got the small bag, so it's good stuff. Oh, I just got a super chat jump. John L. says, if you're curious about the War of 1812, I wrote my master's thesis on the Battle of Bladensburg, which led to the burning of Washington in 1814. Check your email. I'll send you a copy. Thank you very much, John. You're doing a good job at convincing me to have you on my show sometime. Robert Wilde says, I doubt the guy who talks about farts ever cleared out a whole library out like my brother did in high school. Have a blessed night, Adam. I couldn't help it. Thank you, Robert. That is hilarious. And also, very talented. That's, my goodness, wow. Let's see, Mark Robershaw says, getting tired from fighting communism? You need Krigler Coffee. Only Krigler Coffee has the anti-communistic molecule that helps you fight the good fight. Get Krigler Coffee today. That is good. I have to take a picture of that because that is hilarious. Yeah, I'm straight up. I'm taking pictures of every Krigler Coffee ad that you guys give me. It's so funny. All right. Paper City Gamer Jeff says, are you and Tim in any talks about doing an Adam show on the new TimCast website? he's going to need more shows. I would love to do a show with Tim. We talked about doing it for 6-7 years, and we had it, but it was the Tim and Adam show, and I don't think that's I don't know. Anyway, Mytho says I be ripping them in the Discord for the love of farts. Well, I be ripping them. If you're not in the Discord, you're missing out. Mark Robertshaw said, "There goes aliens." Then rip. Yep. Rest in peace, aliens. Nah, I mean Marvel might not mess it up. Who knows? Jay Rico says, P.S., I know you've heard of Tom McDonald, but have you heard of Mises? He's a bit rougher. No, I haven't. But a lot of people have been giving me different examples of people to listen to, and it's really tough because Tom McDonald has his own flow. I don't know. There's like a, you know, he's like, he spits about in some of his rapper or some of his songs about being like torn between hip-hop and like punks. I think it's Culture Vulture is in the song where he rips about it. And, you know, he talks about how he didn't fit in either or. And then he was like, I'm not even going to try to fit in anymore because I like both of these things. And that's okay with me because I'm going to do me. And I love that sentiment. And his music is very, now with Nova, you can definitely tell her influence in his music. But it's, you know, it's not pop. It's not hip hop. It's not anything. It's very musical. Like he's a good musician. He can spit bars, but he's also a good musician. Like the overall song as a whole is very musical, and I really like that. It's like it's a new pop art. I don't know. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff. Let's see here. Johnny Buns, why do you think Pelosi and Hillary are so against Russia? Why does it seem like Russia is the place they want war with? They keep going back to trying to pin something on Trump and Russia. Because it's smoke and mirrors, man. It's gaslighting. Look at Russia. Look at Russia. Don't worry about what China and us are doing. Like, that's what I believe. Clay Morse, I'm going to tell you what I told my friend, the Roman in Boston. You may not like him. You may not want him. But you're sure as heck him. But you sure as heck him just based on GDP. Or maybe need him. Maybe you missed that one. But yeah, I agree. Yeah, Trump, everyone misses him. Even his haters miss him, for sure. Neil says, have you seen the game Grounded? Seems like it's a cool survival game where you shrunk in the backyard. Yeah, it's a little childish, though. I mean, Valheim... I don't like colorful games, and Valheim is like it's got to be really good gameplay for me to be into it. So I'm, you know, I don't know. I just kind of, yeah, Grounded. I saw Fernk play it a little bit. I'm, you know, it's cool. Not my style though. Dietrich says, I know a lot more about wind than you, Joe. Okay. Roddy, a problem today is boiling down to a ton of unique and diverse cultures into white or European. It actively kills those cultures over time by people being taught to just not care anymore. Yeah, exactly. Neil Unrealist was posting about how, you know, you got like all these different cultures in the white community. There's like haggis. You know, if people don't know what haggis is, you know, you might not, if you knew what it was, you might not be interested in it. Or escargot, or I don't know. There's all these different types of communities that are so different, you know, that some people might think are crazy, and it's all within the white community. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yudo says Adam should play GTA. I do play GTA. I love that game. Let's see. Jiri Vision. Oi. Yeah. Geary Vision. I still love you, bro, though. Geary Vision. All right. I got it now. All right. Like Teary Vision. Jiri, not Jiri Vision. Geary Vision. I got you now, bro. I got you now. I still love you too. Chioma, hey, what's good? What's up, Adam? Still holding on to a wall or railing while practicing skating. Skateboards are so fast. No friction. I don't know if I'll ever be able to let go. Yes, you will, Chioma. Yes, you absolutely will. Don't give up. It's just understanding the balance of being on something that moves with no friction. Once you get to the point where you enjoy it, you're not going to be able to stop. Trust me. But good on you for continuing to practice, though. That's the key. Just keep practicing. John L. says, ethno-nationalism is just as destructive to society as tribalism. Being American is a mind state, not a bloodline. Yes. It's a mind state. 100% agree with that. Mark says, PC Master Race. Ooh, suck it, consoles. Mark again says, my last name is a pain when I go vote. Yeah, I can see that. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, alcohol may hit hard in low G. I'll still win. Yeah, probably will, huh? Mark Robert Shaw. My first name, Robert, last name, Shaw, every time. Maybe I should just call you Robert. Oh, that would be taking away from the mark, though, wouldn't it? All right, maybe I shouldn't. Jeffrey says, get your stuff on BitChute and Odyssey. Also, I ran out of Catalyst again. Isn't that the worst? When you run out of good coffee, and then you're like, no, I'm out of good coffee. I have to go risk getting terrible coffee. Oh. Watchman says, someone tell Adam it's okay to be white. Yeah, but I don't care what, I don't identify as a color. Like, you could, like, that's not what my person is. That's not my character. I'm white and I'm a YouTuber. And it's like, no, I say I'm a YouTuber. I do research on political things. I'm a musician. I skateboard. Those are the things that define who I am, not the color of my skin. Also, Jefferson, I am on Odyssey. You can check me out there, Adam Cast IRL. Yep, find me over there. All episodes, even ones that are no longer available. Let's see. Mark Robershaw says, "We pay you to advertise your coffee." Wait a minute. Hey, you know, I'm okay with this. It's you guys started this. That was not my idea. This is all on you, Mark. Mark G says, Krigler coffee, the only coffee guaranteed to not make you woke. That is pretty good, man. that is so good. Krigler coffee, the only coffee guaranteed to not make you woke. That's good. I like that a lot. There's something that's nice. That's spicy. It's funny because, you know, coffee wakes you up. But maybe I should say that, you know, call you Mark. Yeah, I'm going to call you Mark Robershaw. Mark Robershaw just says, please, just call me Mark, please. Well, okay, so you're Mark, and then Mark G. Mark Robershaw, you definitely super chat me more than anyone else. So you've earned the right to now just simply be Mark. And everyone else, if there is a Mark, I will add more. Like Mark G right here, who just had an amazing Krigler coffee ad. I love it so much. The only coffee to not make you woke. Lionheart says, I am a truck driver for my civilian job, also in the Navy Reserves, and the Gamers Blend helps me get through it all. And watching you also helps me get through some tough times. Just want to say thank you. Lionheart, thank you so much for that. You know what? I'm spinning this UFO just for you, my friend. I appreciate those words, and I'm glad to help you get through. And also, thank you for your service. I appreciate that. All right, that was just for Lionheart. Just clarifying who that spin was for. Hydro says, I'm so thankful for all the ancestors, the white ancestors who built this great country and gave me the opportunity as a person of color to be part of the greatest country. Okay. Yeah, sure. Preston says, part of me believes that Pelosi and Hillary are stuck in the past when Russia was the enemy of the Cold War. It's an easy cop-out that gets attention. Good point. Mark says, thanks. Of course, Mark. Preston says, also make sure to watch SCOTUS case. Congela V. Strom could nullify the Fourth Amendment if community caretaking exception is applied to homes. Interesting. I will look into that. Mark G. says, but I started the Krigler coffee ad meme. It's true, Mark G. You did, actually. Mark G. is the one person who started the Krigler coffee super chat meme. Mark G., I'm sorry if I took that away from you. I'm going to give you... Look, it's you, all right? It's true. All right, guys? Mark G. did that. He started it. He was doing the ads, and I was kind of... You know what? Hydro, I don't appreciate that. It says, Adam doesn't like his own kind. Sad. No. That is the attitude that I have issue with. You think that my own kind is something to do with my skin color? You're wrong there. And that's ridiculous that you haven't understood my whole point at all. I'm a human being. My skin color does not change who I am or who my kind is. See, that's where you're wrong. My kind is every single human being that's nice to me, that I get along with, that I have a community with. If you're an a-hole to me, you're not my kind. You're not part of my crew. Okay? But if you're cool with me I don't care what your skin color is. Skin color does not come into that conversation. So right there, it's proven to me a lot more about you than it is about me. All right? I don't appreciate that attitude, Hydro. Get that off my chat and get that out of your brain, dude. Because that's the problem, is people like you holding on to that, that it's some sort of kind that keeps us separate from other people. I don't appreciate that, and I don't like it. Yeah, I'm white. Okay, sure. What does that have to do with anything? I don't care. I don't care what color my skin color is. Get out of here, dude. Get out of here with that. I don't appreciate that. Let's see. Mark says, Mark G, Craigler, goat. Right on. Man behind the screen says, I got my mom Catalyst Blend after the decaf won my wife over. Mom doesn't usually like higher end coffee, but yours she absolutely loves. Another win. Woo! Nice. I love that. I'm going to snap a photo of that. All right. Dietrich says, should call ourselves slept, the antithesis of woke? Right. Nicholas, Mark Add was better for fake news coffee, which is actually a thing. Fake news coffee. I don't know if you guys saw that I have fake news coffee is my decaf blend. Mark says, unless the fire, Adam. I don't know. I missed what you were referring to. Kill King says, have you thought about getting into ham radio and shortwave radio, as they are both great for information gathering in a disaster and a fun hobby? Yes. Yes, I have thought about getting a ham radio, I don't know, setup. I kind of looked into it a little bit, but I'm not really sure what to get, you know, because there's all sorts of different things that you can get. You know, just dabbling a little bit, like looking into the world of ham radios, like there's like what is the base, you know, thing that you get, you know, I'm not really sure. So anyway, that was my show. I love you guys. Thank you all for tuning in. Tomorrow, it's Thursday. I actually have Savannah Hernandez is going to be joining me. She has been kind of out of the light for a little while because she was banned off Twitter. She had 120,000 followers, but she's trying to do her own channel, and we're going to have her on. We're going to talk about it and how difficult it is to try to really, you know, shine in a world where the big tech kind of decides who gets to shine. And it's going to be an interesting conversation. So tune in tomorrow at 6:30. You can tune in later tonight on my Twitch channel. I'm going to try to go live around 9 p.m. I'm really excited to play some Valheim with the boys. I've got a forge, and I just started crafting new stuff. Really excited about it. Mark says, unleash the fire. Mark G says, Mark meant unleash the fire about your hydro take. Oh, I did, didn't I? I did, but then I move on. Because I'm not one to hold grudges or maintain being angry. Like, what is the point of that? And granted, I wasn't really angry, but it is frustrating to see that kind of attitude. So thank you all very much. I appreciate you all. I'll either see you later tonight or I'll see you tomorrow here on Adamcast IRL. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.